You're back with Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. Can the government force you to unlock your private computer files and then use those files against you in court? Maybe. In a landmark ruling recently, federal judge Robert Blackburn ordered a Colorado woman suspected of fraud to give the FBI access to her laptop's locked or encrypted data. The feds say Ramona Fercosu might be hiding evidence. This ruling has raised the hackles of civil libertarians. Declan McCullough is a writer for the tech website CNET, and he told my colleague Zachary Barr more about the case.
Ramona Fercosu is a Colorado resident who is accused of being involved in a mortgage scam. She's pleaded not guilty. The case is ongoing. And normally this would be kind of a routine case. And, you know, we'll see what happens and it wouldn't make national news. Except for one detail. The FBI raided her home with a search warrant and found a laptop encrypted with PGP Desktop, which is an encryption program made by Symantec. And they couldn't decrypt it. PGP Desktop is secure enough that even the FBI couldn't figure out what the files were. They were encrypted. It was scrambled. And so then they came to the court, a federal district court in Colorado, and said, we want you to order Ramona Fercosu to decrypt it.
And this software, is this something that regular people just go to, I don't know, Best Buy and buy off the shelf?
Believe it or not, yes. 10 years ago, the answer would be no. 10 years ago, it was something that was just being used by hackers or geeks or cypherpunks or something like that. But nowadays, it's built into a lot of operating systems. It's built into Microsoft operating systems. You can just turn it on by flipping a button. It's built into Apple's OS X operating system for the last 5 years or so. It's called BitLocker. Just go to your system preferences and turn it on, press a button, type in a password. It'll encrypt your hard drive. And if you don't have either of those operating systems, or you may want to just use something different, Symantec sells PGP Desktop. So last time I checked, it was like $100-$150. And the reason to use this is that we're carrying data around with us on our laptops all the time now. You go through an airport security checkpoint and someone walks off with your laptop. You don't want them to have access to your financial data, to credit card information, maybe even more personal information on there. So you encrypt it. And the interesting thing is that maybe a thief can't decrypt it, but the encryption is so strong that neither can the FBI.
So what's the constitutional issue here that this case touches upon?
If Ramona Fercosu just had, say, a notebook or a diary, and it was just some physical sheets of paper, the Supreme Court has said she could be forced to turn this over. But the Fifth Amendment says that nobody may be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself. This is the right to avoid self-incrimination. This is the right to remain silent. The Supreme Court has gone different ways depending on what we're talking about. You can be forced to turn over a key to a safe, for instance, but maybe not a combination. And so it's almost by reasoning, by way of analogy, because this is something that is a new issue. And I suspect this case might be the one where we actually finally get an answer from the federal appeals court system. And also, here's one more thought. If you're convicted of mortgage fraud, is it 5 years? Well, maybe a contempt of court might only last 2 years. And so it might be better if you think that the laptop is really that incriminating to remain silent, take that contempt of court charge, stay in prison for 2 years, as opposed to being revealing the passphrase, and then you face 5 years or 10 years. And so there's sort of this interesting which is the worst possible outcome that a defendant has to think about.
Now, I imagine this ruling has implications for the rest of us, if only because every day we all deal in passwords.
Well, this is one of the major unexplored privacy areas in U.S. law. We just haven't had federal appeals courts weigh in on this or the Supreme Court. And here's the thing. As more and more of our data is moving onto mobile devices and laptops, manufacturers are building in encryption into more and more devices. And, well, what happens if the the police arrest you and then want to look at that device? Should they be allowed to force you essentially at gunpoint via contempt of court threats to decrypt it? Or does your right to remain silent include your right to remain silent in terms of your passphrase? But there's one caveat there, and that is there's also a trend of having data not just on our devices, but on the cloud. This is storing files on Google Docs and using Google Docs to edit them instead of Microsoft Word. Apple is moving in this direction. That was their last big announcement a few months ago. Then you don't need, if you're the police, you don't need to go to the actual defendant. You can just send a request to Apple or Google or Yahoo or whatnot for the contents of their account.
And in that case, there's already been some precedent set.
Yes, and this is another big privacy issue that's coming to a head probably this year. Let's say that you have your documents stored on an unencrypted hard drive in your bedroom. The police need a search warrant to get that. But if you store the documents on Google Docs, then they don't need to demonstrate probable cause in front of a judge. You have fewer privacy protections. And there's a push in the U.S. Congress to require a search warrant. So then, in other words, cloud computing gets the same privacy rights as physical storage in your bedroom. And there's a coalition that involves civil liberties groups, libertarian groups, conservative groups, and businesses called the Digital Due Process Coalition. Senator Leahy has introduced legislation to give additional cloud privacy rights, but it hasn't been voted on yet in the Senate.
What are the next steps in this case?
The next step in this case is whether or not Judge Blackburn, who's the federal district judge, is going to put a halt to proceedings while the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals decides whether to take it or not. If both sides keep fighting, I think this case in Colorado is going to be a precedent-setting case, but it actually would be useful for both sides to settle this, because right now we just don't know what the rules are, and it would be useful to figure out what they are so people can adjust their expectations accordingly, and police know what procedures to use if they will have the ability to force Americans to turn over their passphrases or unlock hard drives that are encrypted.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. A pleasure being here.
Declan McCullough is a writer for the tech website CNET. He spoke to CPR's Zachary Barr from San Francisco. And that's Colorado Matters.